在问自己一个问题，到底我活着要做什么？
If we ask ourselves this question, what do I want to do when I'm alive?
那从信仰上来讲，活着有几件事情要做。
In terms of our faith, there are a few things that we need to do.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9, for they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
第十节。
Verse 10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
这个地方告诉我们，信仰生活有三件事情。
Here it tells us that in our faith, there are three things we need to do.
第一个就是离开偶像，归向神。
The first one is to turn to God from idols.
这个偶像不一定是指着木头刻的这个偶像。
The idols may not be just an object.
偶像包括在我们生活中比神还重要的那个都是偶像。
The idols include everything that are more important to, than God to us.
所以虽然没有拜有形的偶像，但是我们生活有很多事情比神还重要。
Even though we do not worship a physical object or an idol, however, there are many things that are more important than God in our lives.
所以我们要归向神。
Therefore, we need to turn back to God.
那归向神之前要离弃偶像。
Before we can turn back to God, we need to turn from idols.
那这一步做到了，才能够做下一步，服侍神。
Only after we can turn to God from idols, then we can serve the living and true God.
为什么有的人没有办法服侍神？
How come some people are unable to serve God?
因为他没有归向神，他生活有很多事情比神还重要。
Because they have not turned back to God, there are a lot of things in their lives that are more important than God.
因为他没有办法服侍神。
Therefore, they are unable to serve God.
所以真的要服侍神的人，要离开偶像。
Those who can truly serve God must first turn from idols.
在生活的优先顺序，神是首先最重要的。
In our life, in our priority, God has to be the most important.
那神是又真又活的。
And this God is living and true.
所以服侍神是最有价值的。
Therefore, serving God is the most valuable thing in this world.
因为他是真神。
Because he is the true God.
他是永远存在的。
He lives eternally.
服侍这个世界，服侍我们的肉体，都会过去的。
The things that we serve in this world would pass away.
但是服侍神不会过去。
But serving God will not pass away.
那他是活的神。
He is a living God.
所以我们服侍神会有，神会给我们一个回应。
Therefore, when we serve God, there will be a return from God.
Response.
Response from God.
那神的回应就是我们的体验。
The response from God is our spiritual experience of God.
所以服侍神哦，体验多，我们信仰会很活泼。
As we serve God more and we experience Him more, then our spiritual life is very living and vibrant.
第三步才是等候神。
Then the third step is we wait for His Son.
等候主耶稣从天再来。
We wait for Him to come from heaven.
因为主耶稣再来就是要算账。
When He comes again, He is here to judge us.
有的人给他五千。
There are some that are given 5,000.
有的给他两千。
Some are given 2,000.
有的给他一千。
One or 1,000.
主耶稣是主人。
The Lord Jesus is the master.
我们是要仆人。
We are the servants.
回来要算账。
When he comes again, he will clear business with us.
那个五千跟两千呢，都很认真在服侍神。
The people with the 5,000 and the 2,000 serve God really seriously.
所以都神得到神的赞赏。
Therefore, they were praised by God.
但是那个一千的，
But the one receiving the 1,000
就被赶到黑暗里面去了，
was cast into darkness.
所以一生如果没有服侍神，能不能得救，这真的是有一点问题。
So we really need to ponder whether we can be saved without serving God in this life.
那我们想到说，那服侍神，我也很想服侍神啊，那教会都没有安排我做圣工，那我要做什么？
Some of us may think that we want to serve God, but the church does not assign any work for us to do, then what should I do?
在哥林多前书跟后书里面呢，用九个比喻在提到怎么来服侍神。
In the book of 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, it tells us 9 different parables concerning how to serve God.
我想用九次的时间跟大家一起来学习要怎么来服侍神。
I would like to use nine services to share with you how to serve God.
一个人要服侍神之前，要先经历过训练。
Before a person can serve God, we need to go through training.
那这样他的服侍才会蒙神喜悦。
Then his service will be pleasing to God.
而且能够对教会有造就。
And can benefit the church.
也对自己有益处。
And can edify oneself.
但是如果我们没有经过操练来服侍神，
If we serve God without training,
有时候对教会反而不好，对自己也不好。
Sometimes it is not beneficial to the church and not edifying to ourselves.
亚伦有两个儿子。
Aaron had two sons.
他们都当祭司的。
They were priests.
结果这个本来很荣耀的工作，两个都被火烧死。
When they were serving God with such noble status, they ended up dead. By fire.
因为他们在服侍没有照神的方法。
Because they did not serve God according to God's will.
所以亚伦一定有心痛在心里面，他两个儿子服侍神而死。
Therefore, Aaron must felt very painful in that his two sons were dead because of their service to God.
所以服侍需要有一种操练。
Therefore, we need to go through training in our service.
是我们能够做一个神所用的器皿。
So that we can become an instrument used by God.
我们看哥林多前书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
第七节。
Verse 7. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase.
第八。
Verse 8, now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Verse 9, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building.
这个地方啊，保罗在提到服侍神就是在做栽种跟浇灌的工作。
Here it tells us that to serve God we are doing planting and watering.
那第九节中间说，你们就是神所耕种的田地。
Verse 9 tells us that we are God's field.
所以服侍神就是在栽种。
So to serve God is to plant.
在这一块田地里面栽种。
To plant in this field.
那服侍神就是在这一块田地里面浇灌。
To serve God is to water in this field.
那田地是什么？
What is this field?
主耶稣讲过撒种的比喻。
The Lord Jesus had told us the parable of the sower.
那个田地就是人的心啊。
The field represents man's heart.
那种子又是什么？
What is the seed?
这是我们服侍神的可贵。圣经说种子就是活泼长存的道。
The seed is the living and eternal word of God. That's why serving God is so valuable.
这个种子是有生命的。
Because the seed contains life.
会让人得永生的。
It gives eternal life to people.
所以这个种子撒到人的心这一块田，如果它长大了，它就可以得永生。
If the seed were sown into a person's heart and it grows in, into a big plant, then this person can receive salvation and eternal life.
所以这个第六节啊，我栽种了亚波罗浇灌，可见我们在做圣工有两件事情不需要教会安排，自己都可以做。
In verse 6 it says, I planted, Apollos watered. That means that these two things are things that the church does not need to assign us to do and we could do it ourselves.
栽种就是传福音。
Planting is to preach the gospel.
那浇灌就是去跟进牧养。
Water is to pastor.
这两个工作非常重要。
These two works are very important.
主耶稣升天以前叫门徒做两件事情。
Before Jesus' ascension, he told his disciples two commandments.
第一个就是要往普天下去传福音。
The first one is to preach the gospel to the ends of the world.
第二个就交代彼得，你要牧养我的羊。
The second, he told Peter to pastor and feed his sheep.
那这两个工作都很重要。
These two works are very important.
那这个两个工作不能够比较谁比较重要。
You cannot compare which one is more important than the other.
所以第八节说，栽种的跟浇灌都是一样。
Therefore, in verse 8 it says, he who plants and he who waters are the same.
但是一般说来栽种的效果比较容易看见。
But usually it is easier to see the result of watering the plant.
比方说，我们这次布道会几个人受洗。
For example, how many people received water baptism in this spiritual convocation?
这个是数目算得出来的。
That is a number that we can actually calculate.
这个就是我们栽种的结果。
That is the result of our watering.
但是浇灌啊，
sorry,
这个
planting.
果效比较看不出来。
But the result of watering is harder to see.
因为这个浇灌是让它长大，长大是信仰长大，这是属灵的，看不见。
Watering is to enable our spiritual life to grow, and this growth is hard to measure.
所以我们没有办法讲说，我们上一年呢，我们教会的信徒成长，我们的灵性成长20%，你没有办法讲。
So you can't see last year our members had make growth in their spirituality 20%. We can't say that.
这个是属灵的，你讲不出来。
Because this is a spiritual thing, so we can't measure it.
所以有时候我们就觉得说，好像啊。栽种比较重要。
Therefore, sometimes we may be mistaken thinking that it is more important to plant.
其实当然这是重要。
Even though it is important.
但是有时候我们常常发现哦，洗礼的信徒啊，过了不多久，也都不到一年就跑掉了。
Sometimes we see that after the newly baptized, they disappear from the church after a year.
这有可能是洗礼太快。
Sometimes it is maybe because they were baptized too soon.
因为他没有对神有一个 commitment, 就是有一个很投入的那一种决定。
Because they did not have commitment to God.
好像结婚一样。
Just like getting married.
我们在神面前的这个结婚是不可以离婚的。
When we get married to God, we cannot divorce.
所以教会离婚很少。
Therefore, in our church, not many people divorce.
因为你要结婚就是表示一生。
Because when you decide to get married, you're committed to it for your whole life.
那不然就不要结婚。
Otherwise, just don't get married.
那这个信主耶稣啊，就是跟主耶稣的婚约。
When we believe in Christ and get baptized, it is to get married, have a covenant with God.
你如果没有持守到你此为止，那就不要洗礼啊。
If you are not going to commit yourself to keep the word of God, then don't get baptized.
所以有的人哦，信不到一年就走了，可能是对主耶稣那种投入那个不够。
So if people leave the church after 1 year of baptism, that means they're not committed to God.
好像那个结婚啊，对对方没有一种投入到死为止那种决心。
Just like in a marriage, when you don't have that commitment to be with each other until death.
但是也有可能是我们洗礼以后牧养不够。
Also, it might be possible that we did not do our job of pastoring.
因为一个人受洗好像出生的婴孩。
When a person gets baptized, it is they're like a newborn baby spiritually.
你看那个小孩子抵抗力很弱。
So they have very weak immune system.
所以比较公共场合的小孩子不能够随便带去。
That's why we don't take our newborn baby to a public place.
因此啊，这个抵抗力弱就很容易生病，就会死。
Because they have weak immune system, therefore it is very easy for them to contract infections and die from it.
所以我们教会里面怎么带慕道者来，那信了以后怎么栽培他，让他能够长大成熟，这两个都很重要。
So in this church, how we preach to a true seeker, bring them to church, get baptized, and help them grow in their faith, all these are important.
但是有时候我们常常发现，这个工作不是，好像不是这么简单啊。
But we notice that these two work are not easy.
那这两种的恩赐是互相补足，而是不是互相比较。
And these two works or the talents that we have in these two services are complementary to each other, not comparative.
所以教会里面信徒的恩赐不是来比较的。
So the gifts among members are not to compete.
因为你看我们。每一个圣经说我们都是肢体啊，那造成教会这个身体。
The Bible tells us that each member is a part of a body.
所以你没有办法用手跟脚来比。
Therefore, you cannot compare the hand with the feet.
脚向手说，你有办法走我这么快吗？
The feet cannot say to the hand, saying, "Can you walk as fast as I do?"
手能够向脚说，你有办法像我这样抬100磅吗？
The hands cannot tell the feet.You cannot lift up a 100 pounds like I do.
功能不一样。
Because they have different functions.
所以有的信徒啊，很会带慕道者。
Therefore, some members are very good at bringing true seekers to church.
真的有的教会啊，这个布道会啊，十个、二十个、三十个慕道者。
That's why you see that in some churches they have 10, 20 to 30 true seekers at once.
里面有很多很有恩赐又愿意做的信徒。
Because there are members who are very talented and gifted in this area and they're willing to serve.
但是有的信徒啊，他这个人不是交际很广阔，但是他很会跟进。
There are some members, on the other hand, that are not very good at preaching, but they are very good at pastoring.
你把他交代一个人给他，他一定会定期跟他打电话，会去关心他，为他祷告，做得很好。
If you assign a true seeker to this person, or a newly baptized member, that person will be very good at pastoring and follow up and calling this person and showing care and concerns.
那如果这两个恩赐的人把他凑在一起变成一组，那就完非常完全。
If you pair up the person with the gift of pastoring and the person with the gift of preaching together in one group, then this is a very complete group.
所以我们教会这个服事啊，是恩赐要互相搭配，而不是互相比较。
So in our service to God in this church, we would like to complement and work together with people with different gifts and not to compare with each other.
你包括教会的工人，有的人很会牧养，有的人很会宣道。
So some members are very good at pastoring and some very good at preaching.
所以每个人恩赐不一样。
Everyone has different gifts.
所以这里讲，我栽种，亚波罗浇灌。
That's why Paul says, here in verse 6, I planted, Apollos watered.
那既然要栽种，要浇灌，都是要花时间的。
And whether planting or watering, these two require a lot of time.
所以做圣工没有办法，你不花时间的，不花时间你怎么做？
Without spending time, it is impossible to do church work.
比方说我们要传福音给一个人。
If we want to preach the gospel to someone,
那我们就要跟他约一个时间。
We need to set an appointment with that person.
周末他不行，那就不周日的周日啊，周日不行就周日晚上。
And if a person is not available in the weekends, then you need to do weekdays. If not, then the night, weekdays nights.
那有时候我们白天在上班。
Sometimes we're working in the daytime.
那他只有晚上有时间。
They only have time at night.
我们就拨时间晚上去找他。
Then we set aside time at night to go look for this person.
所以确实也是很辛苦啊。
It is a lot of work.
辛苦啊，因为我们自己有事业要做。
Because we have our own work to do.
然后又有家庭要照顾。
We have our family to take care of.
现在要做圣工，你需要又有一个教会交代一个担子。
Now when we want to do church work, there's another burden given to us by the church.
但是一个教会如果要成长，就是需要有人要牺牲，要付出。
But for a church to grow, there requires a lot of people who are willing to sacrifice their time.
那如果没有人愿意付出，那就没有人撒种。
If no one is willing to serve and sacrifice their time, then there will be no one planting the seeds.
所以没有人传福音，就没有人听到；没有人听到，就没有人来慕道。
If no one is preaching the gospel, then no one will hear the gospel. Then no one will come to truth seek.
所以这个栽种啊，代表我们要花时间，要下功夫。
Planting the seed means that we need to spend time and we need to spend effort.
就需要牺牲啊。
It needs sacrifice.
所以为什么我们一直说生活要简单？
That's why we keep saying that we need to keep our life very simple.
因为生活一复杂，你没有时间。
Once our life is very complicated and complex, then we don't have much time left.
那我们就很难服侍神。
Then it is very hard for us to serve God.
那生活简单啊，我们就有多余的时间来服侍神。
If we live a simple life, then we have a lot of time to serve God.
所以这里说我杂种。
Here Paul says, I planted.
那亚波罗浇灌。
Apollos watered.
我们从一个慕道朋友来教会慕道。一直带领他到受洗，一直带领他到信仰成长，你不需要忧虑，大概两年到三年。
From taking a person to the church and help this person go through true seeking and baptism and to help this person to grow, and it takes about 2 years.
有时候三年。
Sometimes 3 years.
那为什么有时候我们现在就是为什么说流失率很高？
Why do we say that we lose a lot of members?
就是我们在慕道的这一段期间，我们花很多功夫。慕道的这一段期间呢、啊、
？It is because we spend a lot of time during the truth-seeking period.
但是受洗之后，我们就觉得说、啊、他已经洗礼了。
But after the baptism, we feel that this person has already been baptized.
我们就关心就少、啊、有来聚会就没有问题了。
Then our job is done, thinking that as long as this person comes to church, we're finished.
其实洗礼完哦，要让他观念改变跟圣经一样，让他的生活改变跟圣经一样，还要一年到两年时间。
But in actuality, after baptism, it takes about 1 to 2 years to help this person to change their concept so that they can live like the Bible says.
那这一两年的时间、啊、我们要了解他。
And in this 1 or 2 years, we need to get to know this person.
了解他的生活。
To understand their life.
了解他的信仰。
To understand his or her faith.
了解他的困难。
To understand his or her difficulties.
那了解之外，还要加上花时间跟他照顾。
In addition, we need to take care of them.
要花时间在一起。
We need to spend time with them.
所以这个栽种的浇灌的工作也是要牺牲。
So the work of watering also takes time and sacrifice.
有时候不是说打一个电话就好了。
It is not just making a phone call.
你真的要花时间坐下来跟他聊天，了解他。
You really need to spend time and sit down with them and talk to them.
那要花时间跟他一起祷告。
You need to spend time to pray with them.
那这样啊，有浇灌，有栽种啊。才有可能会长大。
So only through planting and watering that the seed will be able to grow.
所以我们每一次的灵恩布道会，这个灵恩布道会是收割的时候。
Therefore, during our evangelical services and spiritual convocation, it is the time of harvest.
但是有时候我们常常到灵恩布道会最后一个月了，才开始带布道者。
But most often, we start to bring truth seekers to the church only at the very close to a spiritual convocation.
当然这好，但是太晚了。
Even though it is good, but it is too late.
所以我们从现在一直到下一次灵恩布道应该差不多有半年。
Therefore, it is about half a year until our next spiritual convocation.
那这个就是我们开始要栽种、要浇灌的时候。
This is the time when we should start planting and watering.
那将来我们就可以来收割。
So that we can harvest during spiritual convocation.
所以这里说我栽种亚波罗浇灌。
So here it says, I planted Apollos watered.
这个是人所应该尽的部分。
This is the duty that men should do.
但是到最后会不会有结果，不是人能够决定的。
But whether or not it will have result is not up to men.
好，我们先来看哥林多前书三章六节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
三章六节。
Chapter 3 verse 6.
下半句。
A second portion.
说唯有神叫他生长。
But God gave the increase.
一个人到最后会不会来信主？
Whether or not a person will come and believe.
这是人的努力加上神的保守跟祝福。
It requires the effort of men and God's blessing and protection.
如果神不祝福，
If God does not bless this work,
我们人怎么努力也没有功效。
Then no matter how hard we try and work, it will have no effect.
所以在诗篇127篇，所罗门有这样的一个体验。
Therefore, in Psalm 127, Solomon has this reflection.
我们看诗篇127篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 127.
第一节。
Verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who built it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
第二节。
Verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep.
所罗门在两节圣经节里面三次讲到枉然。
And in these two verses, Solomon had mentioned three times about vain.
其实他是一个很有智慧的人。
He's a person of great wisdom.
但是虽然很有智慧，他也发现有很多事情到最后不是人能够控制的。
Even though he's so wise, he realized that there are a lot of things that men does in vain.
你可以努力，但是不是我们能控制的。
We can try our effort, however, the result is not up to us.
那这个第一句话说，如果不是人建造房屋，建造人就枉然劳力。
Verse 1, it says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who built it.
房屋这是物质的。
Building a house is it's a physical thing.
那为什么说神建造房屋？
How come it says that the Lord will build the house?
因为这个房屋的另外一个解释就是信仰。
Because the house represents our faith.
如果不是神在建造人的信仰，
If God is not the one who built our faith,
我们怎么努力要带慕道者要叫他信呢？就是枉然。
No matter how hard we try to bring to seeker, they will not believe.
那这一句话不是叫我们要灰心。
This verse is not to tell us to be dismayed.
这句话是叫我们要依靠神。
But this is to tell us that we need to rely on God.
如果我们很努力要建造人的信仰，那神帮助我们。
If we really try very hard to build someone's faith, then we need to ask God to help.
这个房子就可以盖起来。
Then this house will be built.
那这个看守城池也是一样。
This is the same with guarding the city.
城池也是代表人的信仰。
Guarding the city also represents guarding our faith.
那他已经盖好了，所以现在要看守，不要怕被敌人攻进来。
And after the house has been built, then we need to guard the city so the enemies will not come in.
那个敌人就是魔鬼啊。
The enemy is Satan.
如果一个人的信仰啊，心被魔鬼攻进去，就垮了。
If Satan can come into our heart, then our faith would collapse.
那所以这个看守就是在牧养。
So to guard the city means to pastor.
你可以去关心他，你可以打电话，但是会不会有果效，到最后还是要神怜悯。
We can call people to take care of them and show concerns. However, whether or not they can guard the city or their faith depends on God.
所以这个127篇的第一节就是告诉我们，我们做圣工，不论带牧道者或者牧养工作有成果，这是因为我们的努力，但是更重要是因为神的祝福。
So in Psalm 127, verse 1 and 2, verse 1, it tells us that if a person can keep their faith, it is because of our effort, but more importantly, it is because God was guarding them.
所以我们回来看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's refer back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章的第七节。
Verse 7.
可见栽种的算不了什么，浇灌也算不了什么，只叫那在他生长的神。
So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase.
所以既然不是我们能控制的，所以我们就算不了什么。
Since we cannot control the results, therefore we are nothing.
因此我们在做圣工当中，我们不能有一种就是什么，把这个工作都归功给自己。
Therefore, when we serve God, we cannot give glory or credit to ourselves.
为什么？
Why?
因为一个人信仰的持守得住，第一个他有亚波罗，有保罗在栽种；第二个他有亚波罗浇灌。
Because when a person can keep his or her faith, it is because first of all there is a Paul who planted, and then there is Apollos who watered.
第三个，神叫他生长。
Thirdly, because God gave the increase.
所以我们没有一个人能够把他那个功劳归于是我。
So no one can give credits to only one person.
这是人的团队服事。
Because this is a group service.
而且这是神的同工。
And that is the abidance of God.
所以才说栽种的算不了什么，浇灌的算不了什么。
That's why neither he who plants is anything, nor is he who waters.
只叫那生长的神。
But God who gives the increase.
因为我们看到教会，如果很多慕道朋友来得圣灵受洗，我们大家很高兴。但是最后我们讲了什么？感谢神，就是这样而已。
So if there are a lot of true seekers coming to the church and they all got baptized and we're all very happy for them, we should only say thank God.
这是神的祝福。
Because that is the blessing of God.
我们再看第八节。
Let's read verse 8. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor.
我们仔细看这个第八节我们要得赏赐不是我们做工的结果。
So if you see this verse, you will see that the way we receive our reward does not base on the results.
有时候我们在一个，你在一个公司上班。
When you serve, when you work in a company,
如果特别是你做销售员，
especially as a salesperson,
根据你的业绩来看，你会得多少钱？
You earn your wages based on how well you do in your sales.
哦，就是看你的结果。
So they look at your results.
哦，你能力强，你就得多，因为你结果好。
If you are better in your results, then you get more.
那能力没有这么强，又没有好结果，就得少。
People who have less sales, then they receive less wages.
那有时候我们就会用这个心态来想我们在做圣工。
Sometimes we use the same mentality while serving God in church.
我带这个来，他也没有信；带那个来也没有信。我已经带了二十个都没有信。
I have brought this person and that person, and none of them come to believe, even though I have preached to 20 people already.
啊，我做的那个工作都白费了。
So everything that I have done have been in vain.
所以我们觉得说，我浪费好多时间。
We feel that we have wasted our time.
好像那个是不值得的。
It seems like whatever we did was not worth our time.
那一定带人来，他要受洗啊，我这个才算是有价值的。
It only counts if I bring someone to believe in Christ and get baptized, then it counts.
圣经不是这样讲的。
The Bible does not say that.
第八节说，照自己的功夫得赏赐。
Verse 8 says that you will receive your reward according to your labor.
就是你投入多少的精力、时间、爱心下去，要用这个来论我们的赏赐，那结果是神在控制的。
However much effort and time and sacrifice you put in to these kind of work,And that will count as your reward, not the result, because result is in God's hand.
所以只要我们尽力去做,
so as long as we spend our effort and our best,
即使我们带了一年都没有一个信主, 我们那一年所做的工作一定要得神的赏赐。
Even if we have preached to so many people and none of them believe and become baptized, but our labor will be rewarded according to God.
因为有的时候是人的心硬，那有的时候是哦，神没有动工，这我们已经尽力了。
Because sometimes it is people's stubbornness, or maybe because God was not working. However, we have already tried our best.
所以你看，挪亚传警告，传了一辈子几十年，到底几个人听
？Just like Noah, he spent all his time preaching the news. However, nobody listened.
只有他一家人到最后得救啊。
Only his own family were saved at the end.
但这不等于挪亚做的工作没有价值啊。
That doesn't mean that all the work that he had done had no value.
所以我们要照自己的功夫得赏赐。
Therefore, we will be rewarded according to our labor.
那五千的人赚五千。
The 5,000will receive 5,000.
那两千的赚两千。
The one with 2,000 will earn 2,000.
那如果以生意来讲，那个赚五千的比赚两千多赚三千。
According to the business concept, the 5,000 earn 3,000 more than the 2,000.
所以他的工钱应该比这个赚两千的更多。
So the person with the 5,000 should have more wages than the one with 2,000.
结果那个主人来对他们赞赏都一样啊，你们是良善忠心的仆人。
However, when the master came back, he gave the same reward to the 5,000 and 2,000, saying that they're good and faithful servant.
一样的赏赐。
They gave them the same. He gave them the same reward.
所以有的人很有恩赐，他能够带很多人来信，感谢主，他得赏赐。我们没有那么恩赐，你只带一个人信主，赏赐还是一样多。
Therefore, the person with more gift who can bring a lot of people to believe, and versus you who can only bring one to believe, but we receive the same wage and reward from God.
一个寡妇，她只献两个小钱。
The widow only gave two little copper coins.
但是她竟然，她说比众人献的还多。
But Jesus said that this widow had offered much more than everybody else.
神不但纪念她，而且说她献的比众人还多。
Not only did God remember this widow's offering, but that He praised her, saying that she offered more than everyone else.
所以我们的能力好像有时候好像是两个小钱，非常微小。
Sometimes our strength is like that of the two little copper coins, so little.
但是如果你已经尽力的投进去，这个就是百分之百。
But if we have spent all our effort and do our best, then we are giving our 100%.
在神面前就献比众人还多。
In God's eyes, we have given more than everyone else.
所以那两个小钱不一定是指着钱啊。
So those two little coins does not represent only money.
包括我们的精神，包括我们的恩赐，包括我们的体力。
It includes our effort, our gift, and our strength.
所以有时候你看那个年纪大的人，好像在教会不能做什么，但是他也在扫地啊。
Sometimes we see that the elderly, they couldn't do much in church, but you see them cleaning the church.
我常常到一个教会去啊，哇，好多年纪大的人很早就来扫地。
There's a church that I go to, and I see that very early in the morning, the elderly would come and clean the chapel.
但他体力就能够做这样而已啊。
That's all they could do and serve God in.
但是他这样做已经百分之百了。
But that's giving their 100%.
在神面前的，他已经奉献百分之百了。
In God's eyes, they have given their 100%.
所以我们今天要做圣工，就是尽我们的力量。
So today when we serve God, we will just try our best.
你只有两个小钱没有关系，你就尽你的力量。
If you only have two copper coins, that's okay, just do your best.
那有没有信，这个没有关系，生长在乎神。
Whether or not people come to believe, it is up to God.It's okay.
但是我们本身能够做的要尽量做。
But whatever we can do, we need to spend our most effort to do it.
我们就会得神的赏赐。
Then we will receive reward from God.
我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
因为我们是与神同工的。
Because we are God's fellow workers.
所以我们是跟神同工的。
We are God's fellow workers.
因此我们每一次做圣工，都要确定一件事情。
Therefore, every time we serve God, we need to make sure one thing.
就是我们跟神在同工。
Which is whether or not we're serving God, serving together with God.
就是我们走的道路是神要我们走的。
To make sure that whatever, wherever we're walking in, it's what He's walking in.
神真的与我们，有与我们同在。
That He abides with us.
那要跟神同工啊，就是要祷告。
To be God's fellow workers means we need to pray to Him.
有神同在，被圣灵充满，有神同在。
So that He abides with us with the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
那这样我们做的工作有神同工啊，就会有果效。
If God abides with us, then there will be then God will work together with us.
所以我们教会里面啊，实在是没有秘诀，每个人去做，然后迫切祷告，就会有果效。
So there's no secret in doing holy work in this church. All we need to do is to pray together in one accord, and we'll see the results.
那有没有口才，有没有什么社会地位，其实这个都不重要。
Whether or not you are eloquent or whether you have high status in the society is not important.
因为最重要是在乎神。
Because most important is God.
所以服侍神就是在学习做农夫。
So serving God is to learn how to be a farmer.
神给我们一袋子的种子。
God gives us a whole bag of seeds.
每个人的心都是一块田。
Everyone's heart is a field.
魔鬼一直在撒败子。
So the Satan keep on sowing tares.
但是我们要撒这个种子，生命之道。
But we are going to sow the word of life.
让它能够成长。
So that it can grow.
将来有收获。
That we can harvest.
来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
277.
277.